heart of gold, and loyalty, and manly charm, all qualities which the old woman loved the more they failed her. And it was that same night, so tradition has it, when Orlando was sound asleep, that she made over formally, putting her hand and seal finally to the parchment, the gift of the great monastic house that had been the archbishop's, and then the king's, to Orlando's father. Years of this quiet country life had passed, and Orlando had written no more perhaps than 20 tragedies, and a dozen histories, and a score of sonnets, when a message came that he was to attend the Queen at Whitehall. "Here," she said, watching him advance down the long gallery towards her, "comes my innocent." Instantly she plucked a ring from her finger. The joint was swollen, rather, and as she fitted it to his, named him her treasurer and steward. Next hung about him chains of office, and bidding him bend his knee, tied round it at the slenderest part the jewelled order of the garter. Nothing after that was denied him. At the height of her triumph, when the guns were booming at the tower, and the air was thick enough with gunpowder to make one sneeze, and the huzzas of the people rang beneath the windows, she pulled him down among the cushions where her women had laid her. She was so worn and old, and made him bury his face in that astonishing composition. She had not changed her dress for a month, which smelt for all the world, he thought, recalling his boyish memory, like some old cabinet at home where his mother's furs were stored. He rose, half suffocated from the embrace. "This," she breathed, "is my victory," even as a rocket roared up and dyed her cheeks scarlet. One day, when the snow was on the ground and the dark panelled rooms were full of shadows and the stags were barking in the park, she saw in the mirror, which she kept for fear of spies always by her, through the door, which he kept for fear of murderers always open, a boy. Could it be Orlando? Kissing a girl. Who in the devil's name was the brazen hussy? Snatching at her golden-hilted sword, she struck violently at the mirror. The glass crashed. People came running. She was